Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yesterday, I'm not standing on a piss. I know you think that there's false equivalency. That's your old Republican side coming through. There is no false equivalency here. If you want to give your money to a YouTube gamer, go right ahead.
That's Mac.
What the guy reminds me.
He looks a little bit like Mac.
He does. He looks like
a gamer. Yeah, I said I could see Mac losing billions of dollars if somebody gave him billions of dollars somehow. Yes.
That's exactly why I don't give Mac billions of dollars.
Your work performance is steadily improving. There it is. I have effed myself, Oscar, by saying that. I have just stuck a spear in my balls.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
The TMOS fruitcake has returned, but only for a limited time. Order yours today at MikeOMaraShow.com. The same great taste you remember at the same price as last Christmas. Get yours while you still can. Delicious, festive, and every purchase supports TMOS. It's fruitcake time, but only if you order right now. MikeOMaraShow.com. This is a limited time offer.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
8 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern time, Rob and I were here at 9 a.m., a little before 9 a.m., getting ready to do the show. And, you know, occasionally we just don't want to wait for Oscar.
We got a lot to do. We got stuff to do, stuff to talk about.
It's not critical, but it was just something where, and today, if he doesn't go into the full defensive crouch.
Right.
I really want to understand.
Well, it's not the defensive crouch.
Because it happens almost. Would it be safe to say it's almost every day?
Yeah, and it's not the defensive crouch I worry about. It's when he comes in swinging on the offensive.
It's an offensive crouch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, an offensive crouch.
Yeah.
I want to know, is it sleep? Is it neglect?
Outside of you, he has the shortest commute. It's not hard for him to get to work.
Yeah. Also, it's just... I would imagine it would add stress to one's life.
Well, I would think. I mean, well, you and I have a different look. Oh, look who's here.
I would just think it would be adding stress to my life.
Yeah. I like to be on time. I mean, I do.
I was on time yesterday.
All right, hold on.
Show has begun, Oscar. Just begin.
All right. This is not a ball busting session. Yeah. This is not.
Were you on time yesterday?
This is a. See?
Analytical
Tony
session.
Called it. This is the offensive. Coming in full offensive.
Yeah.
Today is the day. If you want to challenge me, I will never, ever
relent.
Be late again.
Okay.
Without a 24-hour or
challenge.
eight-hour night.
Shave your head.
Stop it.
Shave your head.
Because I didn't come in. I don't want to get mad, and I could easily get mad. I don't want to get mad.
Be fun.
I want to
be happy.
Understand. Somebody used to, another person used to tell me that.
Really?
You just be funny.
No, I said
don't
be fun.
Mad. Be fun. Same thing.
Fun.
I want.
Happy is different, two different things. Being funny is telling you to dance, monkey, dance. I'm not going to tell you that.
Can I
just break this down?
Yes. I never knew that.
First of all.
Be fun.
So I said to Rob, I will let you handle this, Rob.
Okay.
What did I want? What did we want? Because this is
we
not a ball
We wanted to figure
busting.
Out. No, no.
We want, I
analysis
want to understand.
Yeah. And there are several things we brought up. One is it a not being able to get up on time issue?
No, I'm an adult.
I know. We were spitballing. There are no wrong answers when you spitball. And then we thought, I think that it's a trait you have. That I think you even cop to this is that you don't like waiting on other people.
I don't.
But
I like people waiting on me.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And I think that might be part of it right there.
Now I'm trying to be responsible. My initial reaction to that would be Chris Farley's character of Nick Foley, motivational speaker.
Yeah.
Because when he says that, I like people waiting on me, I would like to go, well, la di frickin' da.
I don't like people waiting on me.
Frickin'
No, but
funny answer.
So we flipped to the morning schedule.
Yes.
And I think that it's always been discussed in anger.
No.
I don't want to discuss it in anger. I want to really understand it. Because if there's a way that I can understand it, I may be able. Now, there are times that, look, the bottom line is there are times that, like today, where I was just in the mood to get rolling. And that's fine. You come in, no big deal. And then there are times when I am just not happy about it. And then there are times like today where it's a thing and I wasn't even thinking about it, but I want to understand it. This is what this is. This is one of those times.
I'm going to give you full transparency, kindly understand. I woke up at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Right? My wife said, I'm going to physical therapy at 8. I said, does that mean you're going to take the car and I got to walk with Santos? Fine. We're one car family. No big deal. And she says, no, I'll Uber. You take the car. So I said, fine.
Maybe she could walk. Walking is good physical therapy.
It's cold.
It is cold.
Rob, and she's the girl.
Is it cold up there?
It is. It's freezing.
We had a frost on the pumpkin in Leesburg, Virginia.
Kind of, have to be honest, kind of miss it this time of year.
It's nice. I miss it. I like it.
So then I'm sitting there thinking about Cuba and then, you know, thinking about having some pizza for lunch. And
hold on.
Learning about Cuba, having some food. Yeah, I get the reference.
Thank you. Thank
Don't
you.
Sidetrack
it's
it.
Not perfect. Yes. Right. I get it.
Perfect.
And I'm
wasn't even close.
I'm watching Charlie Munger on CNBC, and he's talking about this FTX breakdown and the cryptocurrency.
A lot of people
market.
Talking yes. about mm-hmm. the crypto yes. meltdown of this guy. I heard the guy.
Well, yes.
No surprise.
Yeah, if a guy looks like
if you want to give it, if you want to give your money to a YouTube gamer, go right ahead.
He looks like
that's
Mac.
What the guy reminds me.
He looks a little bit like Mac.
He does. He looks like
a gamer. I said I could see Mac losing billions of dollars if somebody gave him billions of dollars somehow. Yes,
that's exactly. why I don't give Mac billions of dollars.
And I sat there and I was like, okay, at 8:30, this consumer price index comes out to show us like what the inflation rates are all about.
Right.
And then the market opens at 9:30. Mind you, I have 0.0 pennies in the market. I have no investments. This, all my investments are in Podville and TMOS. That's all I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit there and I say, I should probably be in the shower at 8:20. And I said, I should also know about the economy. And that happens at 8:30. I'll see the number that gets printed and then I'll jump in the shower. Once it gets printed, the talking heads come on and then they start espousing what this means for the economy. So I get
so
sucked
what I,
up.
I
and,
think I've identified.
Yes.
It's this CNBC. Is every time. So it's always something, yes. but it's not a, I pick because I pictured quite honestly yes. with the regularity that it happens. I see the hand like in the movies going over to the alarm.
To find
clock.
The snooze button. Yeah.
And like knocking it onto the floor and doing that. Or Alexa, get it.
Quite
10
the
more minutes.
Now here's
so you're
here's
up. A, you're up. I'm you're up, just
baby.
It's a, this is the same
but
thing.
Question
this
though,
is,
as far
hold
as
on,
that
wait,
story.
Let me finish, Rob. Hold on.
Yeah, it's his show.
This is the same thing when you're watching a screen at night, like I did
yes.
last night. And you just don't turn it off.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You're sitting there and the act of getting up and getting ready for bed and going to bed, same thing. Mm-hmm. This is exactly the same thing.
In reverse.
It's the,
but
you know.
Have we not established in the past.
Discipline to get your ass into the car and come up here.
Have we not in the past established he's a man of gadgets though? His soul is full of gadgets.
What does that have to do with anything?
He could get that report. He could listen to those talking heads on the way to work.
I listened to the rest of the report on my way to work in the car that has CNBC on Sirius Satellite Radio.
So why aren't you in the shower at 8? And then
no,
listening.
You're right. That's a great point. I had never really thought about that.
You don't need to leave your screen at home. You can bring your screen
you're right. I'm completely... I have no excuse for that. You're absolutely right.
You know what? I'm so glad we had this discussion because now it just validates my lack of total dissatisfaction. And my flood next door.
Just like my wife. Can we talk about my fertility today? For God's sakes. It's been on the docket
since Friday.
We can
leave
Friday.
With your fertility as far as... You know, that's top of mind. We didn't get to it yesterday.
I do love quotes from you occasionally. We shall lead with your fertility.
The fertility. I'm very, very I don't know what to say. I want closure on the previous discussion. I need closure on the previous discussion, but I'm not going to get
it. Nothing sexy.
I have to live with this. There's a lot Oscar does that has made my life better, not the least of which is the, you know, contributions to this show from a business standpoint, the thoughtfulness occasionally when things have gone sideways in my life. So I have to eat it. I choose to eat it. I choose to just realize this is
not. Eat it.
That's right, Mike.
But
that's what Pop always said.
But I really, 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 really
said that.
I really wish we could all recommit to it a little bit. Is that possible?
Yes. It's tough for you to stand on that pedestal. When
I'm not standing on a piss. I know you think that there's false equivalency. That's your old Republican side coming through. There is no false equivalency here. You have ruined my sense of
Christmas.
Professional punctuality. You have.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore. If I'm really running like late, I used to have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I'd be out of my mind. I'd be crazy. I don't do that anymore. But I also,
I'm not la-di-da. I still care.
Yeah, don't make me, on this count, you.
No.
All right?
No.
You're better educated than I am.
No.
I think you have a better sense of networking than I do. Mm. You're a better businessman than I am.
I think
you're technologically more savvy than I am.
You sell yourself short, Mr. O'Mara.
I am, when you challenge
you're
me.
You're the glue.
On it, I am punctual. I'm you're punctual
the glue.
Yes. Pete.
You're the glue.
I am punctual Pete.
You're the glue.
That's what I am.
Quick sidebar. So now, do you smell smoke? Do you smell something burning?
Yeah, I was asking you guys are doing all this construction in this building.
That's
I asked my wife
good.
To light a candle. She said, why? I said, to mask the aroma.
Yeah.
I forgot what floor you're on.
Fourth
floor.
Four.
Oh, that could be a broken leg jump. That could be a death jump if you're on the fourth floor.
Oh, the stairs are great.
Yeah, but you never know. I smell something in here.
It's coming through the internet. It's hot internet.
You know, there's a special type of glue. You might know this. There's a special type of glue that they use for pipes.
Yeah, pipe glue.
Where the hell did I smell
like? No, there's like it's like a paste. It's very potent.
Yeah.
It's purple.
Oh, I know what you mean. It's for sealing joints.
That's what they're using.
Okay, but I smell like.
Oh, I know what it is. You know what it is?
What?
I spilled my coffee on my shirt.
Oh no! Well, you can't tell.
No. Well, the shirt was white.
But right, if I was wearing a white shirt, you would be.
It was a horrible mess.
But I hate it. I don't know if I can live with it.
The burns.
No.
But I almost smell like ozone, like an electrical smoke.
Yeah, I think if you just, we're doing what we love. So if we go doing this,
yeah,
we'll be okay.
It's like a COVID test, though. I can smell it. You can smell it.
A lot of coffee. All right, yeah. Can I get to your fertility
yes,
now?
Thank
your
you.
Shirt won't sleep tonight, Mike.
So will you stop? What is wrong with you this morning?
I'm happy.
Okay, yes.
He's fun.
Rob got, we'll get to your report.
Fun is the best thing to have.
That's right now it's normal. I told you it would be good, so you're
yes.
healthy.
Yes.
Congratulations. So anyway.
Can't believe I wasted all the time in the doctor when Mike said I was okay.
Well, no, I mean.
I told
no,
you.
You got a report. I got your report.
Yeah,
I know.
You texted it to us.
Yes, I did. I did. I was excited.
Like, when does your being okay just become your being okay? And then if there's some bad news, it'll be an anomaly, and then
probably
we'll talk about
in 5 years.
No, I don't think so. I think yesterday was a huge step.
Well, now you have to share. We're into it.
But no, I want to hear about your fertility.
We'll start. We've got plenty of time.
We'll table the fertility.
We've got plenty of, no, we don't have to say we will go. This will be the health segment.
Disregard.
I have a horrible back. My back is in agony today. We will now get to Rob Spiewak, who, because I'm right now on the cusp of
surgery,
whether or not I want to, maybe. Oh. I don't know. I'm going to. Explore lots
for
of
the holidays.
Stuff.
Surgery for the holidays.
They
always
have a
BOGO. Nice. Yeah, buy one get one free. Yeah. It'd be nice. Don't sniff.
All right. So what?
But you looked at the camera and you sniffed. You went, don't do that.
I hate these Party, guys.
Har. All right. So Rob got a good. You got a good health report.
Yes, I was at the doctor on time. And
that's funny.
It was at a Georgetown hospital, which is, I still think, looks like it's locked in the 1930s. But by the time you get to the liver specialist wing, it's very modern, very nice. The doctor sees me. The moment I sit down, the wall clock falls on me. I said, this has got to be a bad sign.
I asked you before the show, when you sat down, because I've seen you sit.
Yes.
You thunder down into a chair.
But I was being particularly careful because you don't want to make a bad impression in front of the doctor. And I so this wall clock, like about maybe a 10 inch.
Oh, like you were in the doctor's office?
Yeah, I was in the examination room.
Oh, it was in an exam room. So yeah. You sat down on it and the clock fell immediately. You obviously was the chair up against the wall?
Yeah, but I asked the doctor. I said, did I do that? He says, I don't think so.
Wait, you said, did I?
There's
do
no
that?
Way you didn't do it.
I had to
you
think
vibrated,
the same thing. Yeah, I
you
thought
vibrated
the same thing.
The wall and it fell off.
Yeah. And he said, and I quote, that hasn't happened in 6 months. And then I wanted to say,
oh, like it's happened before.
Did it happen 6 months ago? But I didn't. I just said, well, I'm really sorry. And then my blood pressure was a little high. And he said, your blood pressure is a little higher than normal. I said, yeah, a clock just fell on me.
On my head.
Yeah. So, but he returned, my blood pressure turns out to be fine.
That hasn't happened for 6 months. Hey, doc, liver, perhaps you might want to prevent your poor liver people from getting chunks out of their head.
Hasn't when they, sit 6 down. Months is the clock.
But
the
all
Seiko
your report is that your liver is doing well and your scores are for your liver function are
as
approaching the
fact,
normal range.
He said, my liver function is approaching normal. Which is crazy. I said, that's not where we were. He says, not at all. He said, there's
now,
two
kinds.
Now,
if that was an eyesight comment, I might say, well, okay, it could be better. You know what I mean? If they said your eyesight
normal.
Is approaching normal.
Yeah, but there are two kinds of liver. When you deal with cirrhosis, it can either be, I know it's
I love
funny.
The way you just say that.
Well, it's funny. Well, what it is, Mike, it means technically scarring of the liver. I know it means to many people that you're a drunkard. But it's the technical term
well,
is scarring.
How did you get there?
Bad luck. No. Okay, so I drank a lot. I'm not drinking anymore.
So sue me.
Hold on, I have something in my throat. Denial. All right, go ahead.
Well, I deny nothing. I drank a lot.
You admit it.
I do. Right. I do.
Yeah, he's been good about it.
And the scarring, he says that there's two kinds, essentially. One will continue to make the liver decrease in effectivity. One, the liver kind of regenerates. The liver can be a little bit, you know, regenerative. It is a, so my function is better than it was 4 or 5 months ago, and it's approaching normal. He checked me for all signs of cancer, no liver cancer. Now, I'm still going to be at risk of that because of scarring, probably for the rest of my life.
Well,
so he wants to see a picture every
don't do it while I'm still doing the show.
Do you, don't get cancer then?
Do you?
No, I don't want to have to deal with it.
Do you
that.
Put Moderna on those stretch marks?
No, I don't. Oh. I have none stretch marks.
I mean, on the a liver, there's something equivalent to like heal
it? To the scar?
Yeah.
No. Oh. You just,
what does that mean? Moderna,
there's a topical ointment for scarring, and I didn't know if they have something similar for the liver.
Isn't Moderna the vaccine?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's that little suave they put on?
Nivea?
Not Nivea.
Nivea. Yeah, that's it. It's an outpatient procedure where they open you up and
what
they,
is he talking about? You seem to know what he was talking about.
It's a cream for reducing scars.
Scar away.
Yeah. It's Moderna. I am right. No, I'm wrong. Damn it.
Mederma.
Well, I'm sorry.
What is it? What is it, Pony?
Mederma. Mederma.
Mederma. Yeah. Mederma. Mederma.
So you're doing well.
Yes, doing well.
Everything fine. Anything you want to add or subtract?
I just have to get, the only thing is that I have to get an endoscopy to make sure that all internal bleeding is healed up. And that's it. He said that's more preventative than anything.
That's a pain. That's not a pleasant procedure.
No, but
though.
He did say, he
said. Is that where they go down a tube down your throat?
Yeah. He said that, I want to see a picture of your liver every 6 months, but you're not even on the radar for a transplant right now. You're doing great. Keep up what you're doing. So, yep. I mean, that
remember,
was.
Don't get
I hate
happy.
It when you talk like that, because that last part right there.
Well, why?
Because it was like happy, 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 not even on the radar for a transplant.
But, right. it is orbit.
I asked.
If you take the wrong turn.
You know when the transplant will happen? Is if I get cancer.
Or if you start drinking again.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to do that. I can't help the cancer. But that's why he wants to stay ahead of it. If the cancer can be cured before it gets to transplant.
Yes. But you don't have cancer.
No, I don't. Okay, and and all symptoms.
You're at high risk, but you get checked all the time for early detection.
Every 6 months.
That's
this
it.
Is
okay.
Like who's on first.
So all is well.
Yeah,
all
I swear to God, sometimes he just adds a little thing. Hey, he's cruising through this good health report. And he says, I'm not even on the radar for a transplant.
Well, what if you're sitting in a doctor's office after being through what I've been through, don't you ask, what about Where do
Did
I stand?
Did you ask about the
yes,
transplant?
I said, where do I stand?
Because it's your greatest fear.
Yeah. Well, that's the end game, ultimately, if you've lost. And I said, where do
okay.
I stand?
I see how it happened. See, it's the way you say it. Because it's your
no,
in
it
your
be,
own way.
Let me let me hear it. Might be the way you hear
wrong,
it.
Wrong. Wrong.
No.
Because I'm interpreting it, and Oscar will back me up
it.
On this.
Yeah.
No. You said it because it's your fear when in fact you said, what about, so I don't need a transplant, right, Doc? Or something, or I won't. He said, you're not even on the radar for a
so
transplant.
Exactly.
That
up,
way
the,
that I just explained that yes. is more reassuring to people who care about you than the way you mucked that up.
I did not
when you
muck
said
it
no,
up.
You just volunteered.
I
you
said
made
it with it, a positive
on.
Note.
You made it sound like he said, I'm not even on the radar. If the doctor volunteered that, I'd be like, That made my right eyebrow go up. But if you asked about it,
of course
and
I
then
asked.
He, hold yeah. on, and then he answered by saying, "Oh, you're not even on the radar
yeah,
for
don't
a
worry
transplant."
About it.
Right.
That's a don't worry
yeah.
about it. You didn't say it that way. You said it like he might have volunteered that. And if he volunteered that, that would mean that perhaps you
he was
if,
worried
if things,
about it, and he
if
might
things
be worried
went sideways,
about it, yes.
you would be. Do you get that?
I
for people that care about you, do you get that at all?
My interpretation of what I said is that if I'm not even, and I said it, I framed it as good news.
You asked
news.
About it. You didn't even need to ask about it.
Well, of course, Mike, you ask about
you
it.
Have
you ask
to
about
ask
it.
About
you
it.
Ask everything.
You, have to ask, about
you
it.
Ask everything.
I understand, but do you understand that it sounds to me that this is what I take away from that doctor's visit?
Mm-hmm.
As someone who would have been, whether you believe it or not, I would have been very, very devastated if this thing, the way we thought it was going to go in February and
yeah.
March.
Yeah.
It
you would have been devastated.
It was, no, but I mean,
yeah, we're
see,
making it about
don't
us.
Look at it like that.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, I can
yeah,
make it
yeah,
about me.
Yeah.
We lived it with you. We understand.
I know. I
would have been concerned. So when you say something, in your mind, you're getting that validation from the doctor. But the way you expressed it to us, there's a big difference between a doctor just randomly saying that to you, because if he said it unsolicited, then that would mean that there's still that little thread of that. If you asked about it and he answered it, it diminishes it. So what I'm saying is you asking, the exchange would be, so I don't need a liver transplant. You're not even on the radar for a liver. That's an incredibly and delightfully reassuring thing. Does it make any sense to you?
It makes sense what you're saying. I courteously disagree because of the way I said it, but the end result is that it is good news.
Listen back to this show and see if you can make sense of what you just said. Because on our end, this is where I think you...
We could have discussed this in the pre-show meeting, Oscar.
I think your lens...
He wasn't here, though, because he was late.
Your lens is different from our lens because we're asked... Because you have a history of not asking enough questions and not going to your doctor and not questioning your own personal health and really having a great grasp on it, correct?
Thank you.
So for us, when we ask you about your doctor's visit, we're ever vigilant. So that fact that you even asked about a transplant is shocking to me because usually you're just pretty passive about what the doctor's telling you.
No, I asked him everything.
Would you agree that you have in the past been...
Well, Mike, the most
dangerously passive.
The most passive thing is to not go to the doctor. That's
precisely.
Yeah. So yeah.
When I characterize, even though you disagree with it, the way that conversation went, and the way he answered it, it's like there's not when he says you're not even on the right. That's not your.
Yeah.
You're not. And I think it has to be reassuring to people around you, but you don't get it. You really still don't get it. That kind of an exchange would indicate that this whole transplant thing is not, that's not your deal.
I see your
you're
point.
Not,
but Mike,
not
you should
that,
also be...
You're not in that sphere, you
be kind,
bonehead.
Mike.
I don't want to be
Mike,
kind because I'm upset with you again.
A clock fell on me.
Yeah, I know. I know. And that's the thing you take away. God almighty.
Well,
that's
we're,
it.
We're,
you know.
we're, look, we're,
you take the good and the bad.
We're happy for you. You've done the work. You continue to do the work. It's the journey that you're on.
La la la, yes.
No la la la. It's on it. I'm being
No, but no. something's coming from him.
Your work performance is steadily improving. There it is. I have effed myself, Oscar, by saying that. I have just stuck a spear in my balls.
I can't wait to see where Oscar's going with this.
I said to Rob, his work performance is improving.
Yeah, we've already told him that, though.
Which it is.
Yes.
But yeah,
when I do it publicly to either one, either heckle or Jekyll, and I'm talking about Rob or Pony, when I say something nice, it bites me in the ass.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, copy will be longer.
It'll be fine.
Spelling errors will start to creep back in.
I have no insult for you, Rob.
Yeah, yesterday, okay, I'll give an example yesterday. Yeah. All right, since we're going down there. By the way, we are all very happy for your health situation.
Thank you.
I hope upon reflection you can understand that hearing that and the way I interpreted it, it is much more reassuring than the way you okay, said
I'm sorry
it,
I was okay? unclear with it. I meant it to be totally good news.
Not necessarily unclear as much as... It's great news if a doctor is saying, you're not even in that ballpark,
right?
Which is what he said,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Anyway, moving on.
Thank you.
Yesterday, I won't go into the details in any way. We had an issue with a post-production issue with the show.
Right.
And Oscar sent out a directive about the post-production issue. I called Heckle and Jekyll to find out about it. And they're like, I don't know. And then he came in 5 seconds, explained what it was. And yeah, but there was never even a question asked, you know, and sometimes the lack of being part of that is just maddening for me.
I understand.
Like, I'm the only one that was concerned enough to raise the question. Sometimes I wish I had more people in the boat, rowing the boat.
In fairness to you.
Yes.
Both those guys, you wanted an answer right away and you were in the car when we talked, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So both those guys, traditionally when I send a text out or I'm in a meeting, they will come and find me and talk to me right when I send the text out to get clarity on what I was discussing about post-production.
All right.
This happened to be a time where we had an all hands meeting, so they didn't want to interrupt that.
So you were in a meeting.
Yes. And then they came and grabbed me. That's all it was.
Yeah. And we realized it was a vague directive, but we weren't going to post until we were able to verify exactly what he wanted.
What did I say yesterday?
You don't want to delay the posting. I understand.
Bingo.
Yes.
Bingo.
They wouldn't delay it.
So that's over.
Right.
Yes, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Now, on to fertility with you. This was a couple of days ago. You went in.
Last Wednesday,
a week ago.
I paid $200 to provide a specimen.
Right.
To see how...
For analysis.
For analysis.
Yes.
To see how... And
that seems high. I know there's a few massage parlors that will do it for less.
I do it for free.
Shut up, Pony.
So gross. God.
Yuck.
Yeah, really.
I like using the word...
We're on that subject.
Yeah. I like using the word parlor on the show.
Okay.
Parlor.
Good for you. Good for you, clockhead. All right.
Ow. The clock.
Yeah, so
I received
happened?
A call from the fertility doctor. I should probably know their name. I'm an idiot. Not their name, but their title. I don't think they're called fertility specialist. She said she's a doctor. I'm not sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And I'll give you the way I heard it. She said, Oscar.
Is this a phone call?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have time to speak right now, Mr. Ceballos? And I said, yes.
That's not good.
And she said, are you aware of... a swimmer that is decorated, that has been to Olympics multiple times. His name is Michael Phelps. I said, yes. Do you know who Ryan Lochte is? I said, yes. Do you know who Katie Ledecky is? And I said, yes. Your swimmers are nothing like them. They actually can't swim.
Oh.
And
is that, did she use the swimming analogy?
No, that's how I told my wife that, hey, do you know who Michael Phelps is? She's like, yeah. Yeah. I said, my guys are nothing like that.
Can your guys be assisted?
Yeah, I had to get on PEDs.
And little life jackets.
And little life jackets.
Tiny.
They can give you medication to improve it.
Correct.
Okay. All right. But
it's still
not
a
like,
blow to the ego. I thought I could build a village if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I frankly am surprised at that.
Yeah, I am too. But
with
I would
the
rather,
prolific nature of your papa.
I'm sterile Daryl. I don't know what's going on. Like, this is tough.
I think it would be almost better to be sterile Daryl than to have a sperm like Ryan Lochte.
Well, a good swimmer. A dumb swimmer.
A dumb swimmer. He might not find the way.
You're swimmers.
The cha.
But with
they attacked us at the gas station.
With the assistance. With the assistance. So it's you. It's on you.
It's me.
Yeah.
It's not on your bride.
I'm the weakest link.
Didn't you find that out before at some point?
No, I thought that was.
I thought the last time it was her fault.
No, I had to go see a, urologist, right?
Yes.
To make sure everything was right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he's like, everything's fine. I should have known his office was not nice. And
Have any clocks on the wall that were hanging by a thread?
It seemed like it hadn't been painted in forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just who I got deployed to.
A lot of times the sign of a bad doctor is there's lots of banker's boxes around.
And
they just got documents around.
He came and greeted me. There was no receptionist. It was really interesting.
Oh, I hate that.
That's the guy who had me pull my pants down.
Was this in a strip mall?
No, it was basically Wheaton Plaza.
Back
I don't
to
go
the
to
fertility.
Urologist at Wheaton Plaza.
With okay. Both you guys, I like to get the facts. So with the swimmers, you can take you said, I don't think it's exactly called PEDs.
Performance enhancing drugs?
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, she said there's a form of PED, and she said, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. The blow to the ego is massive. You don't think it's going to hit you when you realize that you are the weakest link. And you're like, man.
Can I ask you this? And this is very personal.
Yeah, look, it's not easy to talk about,
so
but I'm sharing.
You're regarding the swimming situation.
Yes.
Is the issue it sounds like the issues are not the water in the pool, but the swimmers in the pool.
There's not enough water. She said
there's not
that
enough
she
water.
Said, hey, there's an Olympic pool.
That's it.
What you provided us is a baby pool.
Yeah.
That's okay then.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But no, but I think what Mike is saying is that the
low flow, I think they call it.
Yeah, the water and the swimmers would be two different issues.
Yeah, they are. So
they are.
That is
both
that
issues
I mean,
are at play.
Oh,
really?
Okay. Volume and the ability to swim.
Okay. Mm. All right. So,
there is a bright side though. I mean, I know this is not fun for you to go through, but ladies, he's safe.
He's a married man, Rob.
Well, you know.
I'm trying to start a family here. I'm trying to pay to start a family.
What did she say? The prognosis? What do you have to go? What are you going to deal with? PEDs and the old-fashioned way.
Yeah,
you just keep at it.
She was straight to check out Pasco, pay us $1 zillion. That's what she tried to sell me. I said,
what is Pasco?
Means they take his sample and they save it, and they enhance it, and they
spin
it.
And then she wants to create an embryo. And then when you want to have a baby, you can have a baby, which is a whole different ballgame.
All right.
Expensive.
Yeah, also expensive, right?
Mm.
Let's put the money aside for a second and just go with emotion.
Yeah, and you can't do it yourself. Your kitchen is so small.
My wife wants a baby.
Yes.
Right.
I would like a baby. And, you know, she's 36.
Excuse me a second.
Mm.
Sorry.
Mike has a call.
Yes.
So he's Dr. Von Helsing.
Maybe it's about his swimmers.
Hi, doctor. Yeah. I'm I've muted my microphone right now. I'm on a radio program right now. Could I possibly call you back?
Does he know his microphone's not muted?
Within the hour?
I don't think it is. This is a real call. This is not a bit.
No, not a bit. But you know what?
We should probably mute his.
Let me call you back, and I appreciate you getting.
It was
right
good that the doctor called during Health Corner.
Yeah,
I will try to touch base with you.
What do you tell Sam
later on today?
Timing. Timing is everything.
Thank you kindly.
I'm
switching docs. That's what I'm doing. I'm switching.
Oh, okay.
And
we thought you were doing a bit.
Yeah.
No, I thought that I recognized the phone number, and that was the main guy. That's exactly what the.
Is he in a strip mall?
That's pretty cool. I don't think so.
Okay.
But no.
Never go to a doctor that sets up
shop. He probably could afford a lot more than a strip mall, if you know what I mean.
Mike, never go to a doctor that sets up shop next to a vape shop.
Yeah. If there's a Spencer's within eyesight, don't do it.
Oh, but that's so fun.
So getting back to your thing. So She wants what she wants.
She's yeah. So, but you can't always have what you want, Mike, because, you know, I want to be part of this process.
Mm-hmm.
And as I told the lady, I said, what's at issue? She goes, let me ask you a question. Are you under any amounts of stress?
Oh, boy.
And I said,
everybody is.
I said,
that's
everybody
a silly
is.
Question.
Well, she's got to ask that. I said, of course. We run an enterprise here. And,
Okay.
You know, it just is what it is. And she said, okay, do you think you can mitigate that stress? Because I'd like you to come back in a month for a new sample. And I said, okay.
Whew. Mike, all that she wants is another baby.
Yes.
It's Ace of Base time right here.
Okay, turn it off. I'm curious. So anyway.
So now we're at where I said, well, what's the deal? She goes, well, you'll take these supplements. This should help with the overall volume. And this is a common issue that, you know, she's basically softening the blow, which I didn't think I was going to care about. It's really strange. You don't know what you care about until that happens. So you're like, oh.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I totally get it. Yeah.
Like you feel like you've let society down. There should be one more of me.
But maybe not. But with the PEDs, you know, it might be a new page for you.
Yeah, I guess it could be, but
does it have any sort of I mean, in addition to the chemical aspect, will it give you more drive?
No. It's just volume. And then the next step. This is a 6
volume,
month
volume.
This could
volume.
Be a 6 month process. After that, they'll wait 2 months to see where everything is. And then she says they could do a lot with a little. And I said, what does that mean? She says, in this case, you think, and this is where the salesmanship comes in. And that's what you have to do. Plastic surgeons, you have to deal with this with
chiropractors,
fertility. I felt the pitch, right? They soft sell you on like, this could be tough.
Mike, what's right. it going to take to put a baby in your wife today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, I've talked to your wife already. I'm like, okay, aha.
Great.
So my wife knows all of this already.
You got numbers?
For the whole process is like 30K. I don't have a kitchen.
I know, but I'm thinking, okay.
What about a baby?
I thought it was more than that. I really did.
For the
I thought
first
it was more...
round.
Oh, okay.
With no guarantees, right?
With
right?
no guarantees.
I know people that have done it. And been very successful. The science of it, the progress yeah. of the technology for it is very,
let's wait
very
for the economy to
advanced.
Stabilize, and then maybe we can invest in a baby.
That's not what your wife wants, though. I get it. So, I understand. I think that...
But they only need one swimmer to do it.
Yeah, and they're saying to you, here's the PED.
Yeah.
Give, you know, for the next couple of months, give it a try. See what's going on, right?
When you feel like... I come from... I have an Incan background, Mike. A powerful yes. people, mm-hmm. right? We yeah. built pyramids to sun gods.
Mm.
Maybe that's the Mayans. I'm an idiot. But I felt like I was gonna be the guy that stood on the Andes Mountains and populated La Paz.
You will.
No, I'm the guy in back of the guy in the shit. I'm the fluffer. I'm the guy that gets the guy to populate the yeah. town.
You're going to, I think, that, right, that, but she's telling you there's a chance.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
And there, well, by the way, when you're talking about those dollars.
Yes.
When you're talking about, what are the, I would assume to have that kind of dollar, there's got to be some kind of percentage she would lay on you. Like you've got a such and such percent
Ooh,
of this working.
I didn't
and
get
And you're
that.
A numbers guy. You're a
get,
stats
I
guy.
I didn't get that far. I said, doctor, with all due respect, I think you're putting the cart before the horse. I got that right. I said, I would like to try the less invasive way
right.
first.
Which is the natural way.
Which is the natural, like, give
with,
me the supplements.
With the pills, yeah.
Send me to, what is it, what's that, GE, what's that place where they have all the supplements? Where people lift weights?
GNC.
Yeah, send me to GNC. Get me the stuff that Frank Thomas takes. And then, you know, he goes to Pound Town with his wife.
This is prescription stuff you're going to take,
yes.
right?
Yeah. But yeah. also, Mike, keep in mind, a good thing is that even if he does have to spend the $30K for the procedure, once you have a child, they're relatively cheap to raise.
okay,
also,
on that note,
if I'm not mistaken, Amex gives you 5X points when you go to the fertility clinic.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That'll buy
wonderful.
A stroller.
But are you optimistic, pessimistic, in between?
I'm scared.
All right. Thank you for the honesty. Yes. I appreciate that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got homepage. A little news for you on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. This is Tom Rogal.
No.
Oh, come on. This is great. This is great.
I bet you Tom's Rogal.
Write me a new one. Write me a new one.
There you go. I told Shannon, I was like, Mike's having babies in his 60s. I'm in my low 40s.
My 50s. I was in my 50s.
I mean, that's round
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but Mike,
by the way,
you don't know that you're done yet.
Yeah.
That's just, you're talking about scared. That just scared the crap out of me. Oh, my God. That just stopped me in my tracks.
Didn't mean it.
I swear to God. Oh, God. I'll tell you. After this spot, I'll tell you right before the news what my son said. It's going to make you sad. Hey, the holidays are approaching. Everybody's in the spirit around here. Everybody is. I get that vibe. It's time to start thinking about what you're going to give your loved ones. Look no further than a personalized coffee subscription from Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee, a coffee subscription service that makes it simple to discover new everyday cups of Joe. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send you coffee that they know you will love, fresh to your home and on your preferred schedule. It's the perfect gift for loved ones. Trade makes it easy with their digital gifting options for last-minute shoppers or their coffee and equipment bundles for something under the tree, which is so cool. Right now, I showed you, I'm drinking Kickstart. That is a dark roasted, full body brew with notes of brown sugar and dark chocolate. I love it. Treat yourself or the coffee lover in your life with Trade Coffee. Right now, Trade is offering our listeners a total of $30 off a subscription and access to limited time holiday specials at drinktrade.com/TMOS. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS. And before we get to the news, I want to tell you this one. Driving my kid to school yesterday morning, and he says to me, Dad, a lot of times he'll just out of the blue, because he wants to hear it again, he'll ask me how old I am. I said, I'm 63. And we're talking about how old is so-and-so, how old is Dad, how long do you think you're going to live? I said, buddy, I think I'm going to be around for a long time. I said, do you worry about that? He said, yeah, I do, Dad, because I love you so much.
Aww.
And I almost lost it.
I'm surprised you didn't. I would have.
It was so
sweet.
Well,
you just had that talk with your son.
Yeah, yeah.
And
nothing.
You know, and then
I said, son, how long do you think you're going to be around?
To you.
Oh.
You're in the hospital, remember?
That's right, yeah. I'm sorry.
You ever get a question like that from either one of your kids? You ever talk to them about how freaked out they were?
You know what? They were, Julia is not that way, really. She kind of bottles up most of her emotions. I've opened it with her a couple times.
Yeah, I wonder where she got that from. All right. All right, let's go. There we go.
She probably got it from me, Mike.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device.
If I was forced to guess.
It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Don't talk about Dad.
Oh, my God. Hey, Jay Leno, we make jokes about Jay, but, you know, nobody wants to see something like this go down. He suffered serious burns to his face on Saturday when one of his cars burst into flames inside a garage in Burbank. That's according to TMZ. Jay burned the left side of his face.
Oh, no.
But there was no damage to his eye or ear. He was taken by ambulance to a place called Grossman Burn Center, but it's not clear if he's still there. He had to cancel a gig on Sunday in Vegas. He did release a statement yesterday saying, I got some serious burns from a gasoline fire. I'm okay. I just need a week or two to get back on my feet. You know, that's the way he would handle it, right?
Yes.
I'm all right. It's nothing to worry about. Rob is playing the gasoline fire sound effect.
Oh, no, Jay.
Oh, listen, you don't have to get me out right away, but I think the right side of my face is burning right now. So, give me out. We wish Jay a very speedy recovery.
You don't think he's using horrible. This as just a cover this story is, to get plastic surgery?
This is 2 days after.
I know. It's terrible. Why is the backfiring is. We wish him the very best, and we mean that sincerely. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield are teaming up to sell Holy Ears, cannabis-infused edibles shaped like bitten ears. Obviously, clever. That's a reference to the 1997 fight where Tyson bit a chunk of Evander's ear. They made their peace years ago, which is nice. Tyson was already selling a similar product called Mike Bites.
Mike Bites.
Mike Bites through his cannabis company. You know, when I put this together, I didn't laugh at this, but I'm laughing at it now. Now Evander is officially in on the action. He says, quote, they said it's about helping people, so I said, I ain't got no problem helping people. All right, yeah. Evander, good for you. I always like
I just hope the
Evander
plan doesn't Oliver. Backfire.
There it is. Let me start that right now. All right. It's
oh, my God.
Really not a big
deal. Do you want me to call Mavis or anything?
Yeah, leave her out of that, please. Thanks. All right, Oscar, get ready for this. Please. This one's for you and me to a certain extent. Pete Davidson. It's all over the place right now. You've heard about him being so sweet and so kind, and he's also packing. That seems to be.
Yeah.
I feel like this is manufactured because
no,
you know the stories
Kanye,
about
Kanye gave us details.
The story about his 10 inches. Endowment went on. So it shouldn't be shocking now when he hooks up Emily Ratajkowski.
Oh, she's very pretty.
No, it's like he dates. Everybody, woman
yeah.
That is a sex symbol. Everyone. Well, it's incredible.
Mike, I know it's cliche to say, but you have to admire his approach. Everybody.
He's obviously a winner. It's a winning approach. He took her to dinner, like with Kim Kardashian in Brooklyn, right? The whole New York. Hey, yeah. I'll show you a good side of New York. Yeah. I bet he's got the patter down, right?
Well, no.
Well, he's a comic. He knows how to talk.
I ran across a TikTok from, and I wish I could give you the detail. It was from a morning show in New York. I don't know which one it was. And they said, I don't think you all realize that he's got a pattern like a serial killer, but he's instead of murdering people, he's murdering, you
That's
know what
I got
right?
from the dinner in Brooklyn
and,
thing. I got that. Absolutely.
The pattern is this, is as soon as somebody famous, like get a rapper or an actor breaks up with this dime piece, the 10 of 10s.
Yeah.
He swoops in because it's a broken bird.
That's, I agree.
He swoops in into their DMs and says, hey, I just want to let you know that, you know, I admire you from afar. I think you deserve better.
I would love to follow up on this. I would love you. Can you do a research paper on this?
I will take a deeper dive.
I love this concept. I want to hear more about it.
There could be a miniseries like Dahmer, but it would be called Davidson.
But that's so stunningly accurate.
It is.
I believe that could be true. A pattern like I said, the breakup, the public breakup of a 20 happens, and then boom,
and
there he is.
He slips into the DMs, slides in, as a kid said.
And Mike, I believe the cool word, and Oscar said it in passing, dime piece.
Meaning a dime piece. A 10. A so-called source says Emily is definitely into Pete. She was hoping they could fly under the radar. She just filed for divorce. There it is.
Yes.
From her husband, Sebastian Bear McClard. I don't know who the hell he is. Back in September. So there it is. That's fascinating. I hope you can dig up anything. That is a fascinating take on it.
Great theory.
And it will be.
You should buy the rights to the miniseries.
Mm-hmm. He might be sneaky that way, too.
Davidson.
I have a number for Michael Learned. She could play the grandmother.
Ma Walton.
Pete, is that your new girlfriend?
The world's population officially hits 8 billion today.
Yes.
That's according to the UN.
No thanks to Oscar.
Yeah, I've done nothing for that cause.
They do projection based on birth rates and life expectancy. Today's the day we cross the 8 billion mark. We've added another billion people in just over a decade. We were at 7 billion in 2011. That seems like way too many people. The good news is population growth is slowing down. It should take 15 years before we hit 9 billion people in 2037.
Sorry. That's me.
Hey, population lovers.
Greedy granny.
It seems like 15 years before we hit 9 billion. That'll be in 2037. Then another 20 to hit 10 around 2058. I'll be gone. Long gone.
That's crazy growth, though.
Some people, including Elon Musk, is there anything he doesn't stick his pasty little fingers into?
Yeah.
They don't want population growth to slow down and think it could lead to population collapse. Of course, that gets you a
doesn't
headline.
Doesn't he have like 20 kids?
Yeah, he does. A lot of them.
So we wouldn't have enough young people to take care of old people. I don't know. All right, so population, congratulations. I am a bit obsessed with A Christmas Story. You know that. I'll be watching the one that comes out next week, I believe. Excuse
yes.
me. The House from A Christmas Story. This seems like it happens every 3 years. Went up for sale yesterday morning in Cleveland. Didn't they just sell it?
No, they recently opened it for tourists.
Okay.
And they made it a B&B, like an overnight thing.
Yeah.
The price isn't disclosed, but the entire property covers 1.3 acres. It includes a museum with props and costumes from the movie, a gift shop, parking lots, and empty lots to expand. If I'm in the neighborhood, I might drop by.
Yeah.
I might drop by to check it out.
The current
owner says, quote, looking for the right buyer. It's an interesting property to not only own, but you can also have to take care of it as a piece of Americana. It's going to be an interesting journey.
It's a big lot. 1.3 acres is a lot of land.
An income property.
Yeah,
it can be, especially with the parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's buy it. Let's just get Charlie, Bernie, me, you, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll buy it. You know, take your fertility money and spend it on the Christmas
story. Hey, Shannon.
The Christmas story.
The good news is we've bought an income property. The bad news is we'll have no child.
Little something something. Two women were arrested in Colombia Thursday after attempting to smuggle cocaine in their hair extensions. The Colombian Ministry of Defense said that the ladies used the extensions to create elaborate poofy hairstyles, and they were busted at two separate airports in the South American country. They were headed to Madrid, Spain, and were stopped after going through security when a body scan showed foreign objects were stashed in their hair. Joe Pesci was at the scene, and he said to the woman, come on, I know you got more in there. Come on, I know you got more in there. Right, that's a casino reference. Remember the diamonds? Remember one of you? Come on,
there's more. You didn't get them all out. Get them in there. Get those diamonds out of your hair. There you go. Come on. I don't know, Henry.
All right, that's it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here's something to rhapsodize about, an all-new bonus show that recognizes and glorifies things that are monetized and whistleized.
If you don't understand how money works, you're doomed to lose it.
Hey, man, you want to go to the Capitol Grill or Cafe Milano?
I recognize him.
You can't say recognize him.
Recognize.
Oh, God.
Recognize.
Oh, my God, look, I just dropped an orange on the floor.
Recognize.
Recognize.
I recognize an insult when I hear one.
Recognize.
Recognize.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I better get out of here before Dad comes home.
The TMOS bonus show is that friendly surprise that humorizes and arrives in your device every Friday. Get a subscription now and feel energized at MikeOMaraShow.com.
World. I hope everybody recognized our genius.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. A message from Sleep Number. With days becoming shorter and temperatures getting cooler, your sleep quality and circadian rhythm...
No, that's
the circadian rhythm.
No, that's circadian rhythm. This is circadian rhythm.
Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Your sleep quality and circadian rhythm can be affected. Gradual adjustments to your daily routine can help. Shift your bedtime and wake up time in 15-minute increments to better align to the sunrise, sunset, sunrise... I'm sorry. What's happening to me?
Show
turn on... Brighter lights in the morning to help you wake up and keep up with a fitness routine to help combat tiredness during the day and sleep better at night. Speaking of which, did you know 8 out of 10 couples say one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us, people, that you can fix that with Sleep Number. You can get beds from Sleep Number, like their 360 smart bed, with temperature benefits. The new Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed is what I'm talking about. Can actively warm and cool on each side, so you both sleep in blissful comfort with a regular sleep schedule. And studies show consistency leads to better sleep quality. That's nice. My Sleep Number setting is now a 75. Carla remains right at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need the best. You need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Okay, I have dealer's choice for you, gentlemen.
All right.
Two things in the world. One might be more interesting than the other. They're both kind of in the same ballpark. You want to hear about the return of the dog, or should I wait till tomorrow after we've gotten him? Or do you want to hear about NFL play-by-play announcers?
So the dog is not back yet.
He comes today. He returns from his training and board, his B&T, boarding and training.
Do you have any intel?
Yeah. She's phenomenal about the videos that she shows, and she will be bringing him to our home. Okay. So he's coming home. Right after I get off the show, we're going
to
get him.
Will you both be home to receive him?
Yes, we're both going to be here when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain.
When she comes. That's right.
I'll tell you about the whole thing tomorrow.
Great.
Because we're going to get trained today. It's an hour.
It's an hour where we get trained with him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her videos are pretty cool, especially when it comes to other dogs, where he's off lead, walking in the middle of a hardware store, and there are other dogs around, and he's super cool. So I hope you do well with your
training so you get treats.
Let me tell you about play-by-play announcers. Okay. Last night, for Washington fans, the Washington Commanders with an amazing upset victory over the Philly Eagles. I have to say that even Joe Buck can occasionally, I don't know or whether it was Joe Buck or not. I don't know who the announcers were.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally when there's an exciting game, even with an exciting football game,
mm-hmm.
a message to NFL announcers, and specifically the guys that did the Giants game, Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, lower the volume, please. Just a little more Vin Scully and a little less screaming at the top of your lungs.
Right.
I just wanted to get that off my chest because you're in a situation with play-by-play in football and broadcasting in general. Where screaming, it just turns me off. When I watch a local reporter who's on the scene of anything, if you chill out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to somebody ranting and raving, that's fun. I like that. That's like when you see Don Rickles on The Tonight Show, where he's like going, "You don't understand." That's hysterically funny. I love that guy. When the volume for like a regular reporter is raised beyond it, it's the same way with a completed pass on a touchdown drive for an NFL team. All right, complete to so and so. I don't need, and it's completed.
Yeah, you're
across
right.
Across the 25-yard line, still in their own territory. I don't want that.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Think Pat
Please
Summerall.
Please stop. Yeah, Pat Summerall.
Gold standard.
Perfect. Absolutely. For a non-sports guy, you just came up with the best example possible of a dyed in the world. Jack Buck.
Yes.
Another guy that was just like that. Vern Lundquist.
Yes.
Legends but is, that don't scream.
I don't disagree with your assessment. And you know this, Mike. Is it the sign of the times of what people want?
I don't think, Oscar, that the NFL needs to be pimped out by announcers. I love it anyway. I'm watching the athletic competition. Yeah. Even when my team's winning, which they were on Sunday, and they won the game, I can't stand when you've got the screaming announcing going on.
Let me offer this.
It's too loud. Not all the guys, but a lot of the guys. Mark Sloreth, I don't know who his broadcast partner is, those guys are chill.
Yeah.
They're fun to listen to. They're very reserved, and I love that. It's great to watch.
I think the ones that scream the most are taking the easy way out. I think mm-hmm. it's an easy crutch. And
right.
also, there's nothing braver in broadcasting, be it radio or even television, than being quiet for a second. Some people, they can't take it. They just can't take the notion of not talking.
And yeah, but once you're there, you learn you're at a different level of broadcast.
Yeah, but they should know that they don't need to scream, and sometimes they can just take a beat and not yell about it and let the pictures tell the story.
But
what?
I don't know.
I thought you were making a point of like, can you guys not talk while I'm quiet?
I was, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because I've done that. I've learned for some time, and I have to give credit where credit is due. It took me a while to, and I'm still, there's still days where you have to like let the moment breathe.
Oh, it's hard. It's mm-hmm. really hard for, now I'm getting all mellow. It's really hard for what we do. You know, you just have to be chill, and I'll work on it.
Mike?
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Not so much now, but a few years ago. What was your take on Sam Rosen?
In between. I don't think he's too over the top or underwhelming. I don't know. Yeah, Oscar.
Gentlemen, the Rosen clan is known for being fertile.
He's kind of a one-trick pony today, don't you think? He's got his mind. Can't help it. Just like your liver's on your mind and my back is on my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. Thank you.
It was fun, though.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's it. Anyway, you did better job, NFL announcers, better job. And it's the B, C, D level teams on these networks that drive me insane because they're screaming.
Quit yelling about the Lions.
Really? Come on. Yeah, exactly. That's it. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Michael O'Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, Angeline, Jim Amato, Dennis Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk and Reese, and a thousand staff on me.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOmaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday can help you solve all these problems the easy way. Before winter rolls around, they've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to hate it. I mean, I really hated it. I have one of those plastic spreaders that I take out, and I couldn't stand fertilizing my lawn. Now I look forward to it because it's so easy. Sunday's lawn care products, they're quick, they're easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to GetSunday.com, put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Get your fall system all set to go. Sunday's lawn care products are made with good stuff that you can feel good about. Seaweed, iron, molasses. Best of all, it really, really works. I've used it. I know. You should, too. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off. Full season plans start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. Oscar, I know I talked about it yesterday on the show, and now I'm having trouble moving away from it. Late at night, I didn't get to sleep until really late last night. I don't know if it was because my back was sore or what, but I found myself diving down a real deep, deep rabbit hole when it came to slap fighting.
Oh, no, Mike.
Not only did I get
find my channel?
Which one is that?
The primary, I guess the opening video on, you're on YouTube or you're on TikTok?
I'm on YouTube.
Okay. Is two women who are blonde and they're wearing what looks like gladiator outfits, but from American Gladiators.
Oh, American Gladiator is very different than classic gladiator outfits.
Yes. And
I was thinking like Ben Hur.
They're both on opposite sides of the contest and they are attractive.
They're opponents.
Yes, they're opponents. Did you find that?
No, I didn't see that one, but I'm going to tell you that. I got
there were lots a of lot, cheeks and not just
I got
know,
a lot of Russian
I hear you
I got a lot of Russian Russian stuff
you
the
have
Russians
a different feed,
seem to be into it
different feed than I do
I have a weird feed
well Mike yeah. is feed. Ever since he bought that watch a lot of Russian stuff on his YouTube. Yeah,
I got Russian. I got Russian big like bulky guys.
Yes.
And then I got an American against either a Russian or somebody from a Polish guy. I got an American against a Polish guy that was, and the American had this giant beard and a big old beer belly, and he's doing a lot of the goosing of the crowd where it's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, I want it. And the other guy was just really quiet, and then the other guy knocked him out. You can actually
see,
get
the Polish, Mike. That's my people.
You can actually get knockouts in this slap fight.
I imagine you can, yeah.
But with the best was it wasn't the best.
This is the best.
I don't want to get in trouble.
The most impressive?
They had little people.
Oh, I didn't see that one. We definitely have different feeds.
There was a kind of a really bulky little person with a little person that was not as bulky. And the little person that was not as bulky seemed to take the brunt of it. I kind of fell asleep at that point. I didn't watch it till the end. And then, you know, the weird thing is it can, there are differing degrees of intensity. Yes. And remember yesterday when I came on, I said, I don't think I could handle that Dana White thing that he's bringing that on. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's the jury's out. You know, it's like boxing or MMA with no waiting, right?
Yes, but
it's immediate
but slap,
gratification. It's sloppy.
The slap is also is sloppy, but it's also
slappy.
It's not. I'm sure there's technique. I'm sure that there's some sort of science behind it. It's not. If you think MMA is lowbrow, you're not going to think anything of this. The slap is almost like carny.
I don't think MMA is lowbrow at all.
This is carny entertainment.
Yeah,
it is carny entertainment.
Yes.
One of them I saw was like in a convention hall, and it's a lot of, you know, and it's kind of gratuitous.
And I'm guessing
when you look at it,
the convention hall that was replaced by a newer convention hall in the same in the same city.
Exactly what it looked like
the DC Armory,
like Chantilly.
Exactly.
Right. Precisely. It's like, welcome to the Chantilly Event Center.
Now,
right?
Expo Center. Mike, well, they could only bring them in when they're not selling hot tubs. My question is this. Do any of the competitors wear rings?
No.
I don't think can.
Jewelry. Okay.
They put stuff on. I don't know whether it's the same stuff you would see, like powder, or the same stuff you'd use if you were on an uneven parallel bar, that type of thing. I don't know what they're putting on there, but it appears to be...
It's cream of tartar, Mike. I found out.
Well, it looked like a comedy. It's either that stuff or it's soapy. It's the
really?
They're bars of it. It was weird. I don't know anything about it. But after I was sitting here almost railing against it, really not railing against it, but saying, oh, I don't know about that. I suddenly see it showing up on my feed. And when you have a feed like on YouTube, well, we established my knowledge of streaming services and everything. When you look at a couple of them, then they start spooning them out to you because they know that's what it's about. By the way, I have not fixed my television program.
I was going to ask, did you get a chance? So you haven't had a chance to cancel?
And I thought I'd be able to, because I was lazy and I didn't want to deal with it, I went over to Prime because I still wanted to see the 2 hours of the Duttons last night, and I still wasn't able to get it. So I bought it for absolutely no reason. So
you know what? Did you buy? Did you buy the
season pass?
No. Did you buy?
I bought the series season.
The fifth season of the series. Did you buy it on your phone?
No, I bought it on my computer.
It's hard sometimes to make the computer or the phone talk to your TV.
It's hard out there to be a pimp, Rob. Yeah. It really is.
But about the slap fighting, I know we've been looking for something extra for the show in April.
Extra.
Do you think we could get a couple of our Hall of Fame listeners to have a slap fight?
No.
I wouldn't put our listeners through that.
No.
You know, I would put us through
Amato that. Amato versus Riddell?
I was thinking Affleck and Christine.
Vastrick against, let's see.
Jolene.
Rogers.
Oh, Rogers.
Jolene,
yeah.
We're on the same page. A Western swing. Oh, and something that could really do damage.
Yes. Yeah.
Murphy.
Oh no!
Because Murphy would be more like be a club.
It depends which hand you use.
We would also have to handicap that,
so to speak.
That's terrible. We ought to have some competition. like that. Okay. A physical. I think we should have a
game, of strength.
Physical, games of skill.
Feats of strength.
A physical.
Strength.
No, a physical competition.
Yeah.
For our listeners,
like Double
which
Dare,
which would be a gentler. Competition.
Adult Double Dare.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have to like go inside a nose. Yeah, they wouldn't have to go into a nose or anything.
Look, it's always growing.
Yes.
It's plenty of time to have a really, and really, to be perfectly honest with you, if the idea was solid enough, we could make it, you know, it would be the bulk of the program. Mm-hmm. It would be very, very special. But the Adult Double Dare would be quite special. All you need is a giant tarp, and you know we could have some serious fun.
Julia has the recipe for slime.
You and I both don't like the same things. We don't like eating contests,
right?
Those I always think somebody's going to choke to death,
right?
When that's happening,
yeah.
But a game of like mental acuity,
yes,
where the loser is punished in some physical way, a la the bucket challenge,
yeah.
Appeals to me greatly.
I think we could do that, yeah. And Julia has the recipe for slime.
Slime.
Really?
Yes.
Might be something we want to consider.
Matt, are you looking at the screen? Because I'm looking at Mike with the
yes,
big...
I see this.
Okay, why don't you do something?
What's going on? What happened?
Somebody just signed me out.
What happened? What's
Someone
going on?
Just
tell
signed
me
out of my thing.
Mike,
it's fine.
So he We're got fine. Signed out of YouTube. I'm sorry, signed out of Zoom, which means there is a big
Did
bar.
Did you just say somebody signed you out?
It's you. It's you, Matt. You signed yourself out by accident somewhere else. Not somebody. Just own it. For God's sakes.
Is everything all right? What is the video feed?
No, everything is fine. Outside that had my username on it.
Okay.
But we're good.
But what the thing we were remarking on, Mike, is there was a huge white bar across your face that says, this has been signed out. And when it had been up there.
Was I frozen?
No, it doesn't affect you. It just has a pop-up window. And when Oscar said, after about 25 seconds,
yes.
Do you see this, Matt? He says, I do.
Kind of weird the way that goes. I think that
I do.
I like the
what
idea.
What would you like me to do about it?
That's true. Carney, I'm not sure when I'm going to burn on it, but it's going to be a quick
burn. It's Carney.
Yeah. It's going to be a quick burn, too. Yeah. It's going to burn out quickly.
It's very Colonel Tom Parkery.
Dana White, though, knows how to make money. So.
The feats of strength from our listeners is the true takeaway here.
Like arm
at
wrestling?
At the live show. We could do our own version over the top.
Yes. You know, what I would want...
Again
what
with
I would
that
want,
movie?
Though,
you keep mentioning
I love
it.
Over the top.
I know.
I would want it to be on a small scale. I don't want, you know, I don't want to be up there with Jim Amato holding some barbell. All right? I just don't want that
do
to happen.
Do you want to be up there with Dirk Vastrick doing a high dive?
Uneven parallel bars. we got to take a break. When we come back, we got plenty of time
we're clear,
for
we're
you
clear,
now.
We're clear,
The population of Soundtown has exceeded 8 billion today.
That's very, very exciting. Well, thanks to that clinic.
Yes.
That's great. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Town of Sound right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, which I hope you're enjoying today, ladies and gentlemen, as we cruise to the holidays.
Hey, kids, where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, like, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Mike O'Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God, these are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here?
Brad.
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Let's talk about the one thing that might be missing from your daily routine. Hydration. Liquid IV fuels your everyday well-being by helping you stay hydrated. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins, and you're hydrating 2 times faster than water alone. Cooler weather makes it easier to miss signs of dehydration, like overheating or perspiration, so it's even more important to stay hydrated. Hydration is also essential when traveling, so don't take a long-haul flight without Liquid IV. It's made with premium ingredients, and it's non-GMO and free from gluten.
Gluten.
Watch out for the gluten. It's free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. They have donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's so yummy. It's a great way to start your day. So be like me. Drink Liquid IV. A lot of my buddies do as well. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get the strawberry. It's my favorite.
Sound Town. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Welcome to Sound Town. And Mike, this
population
is
population three.
Exactly. Mike,
Greedy Granny.
Can you name this artist? I mean, it's the 'tis the season when people put out Christmas albums. Like it or not, this is when it happens.
This is a modern artist.
This is a modern artist. And can you name this singer? They're doing a song that I like, but I think it's overlooked a lot. It's called The Christmas Waltz, best version by Frank Sinatra. But name this singer if you can.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside.
Harry Connick.
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
It's not a new one.
It's Bublé.
It is not Bublé.
Is it an artist known for music?
Not at all.
Oh, okay, well, hold on.
Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when
it's horrible.
Mike, maybe it would be better if it wasn't Jeff Goldblum singing on his Christmas album.
See, now I'm smiling.
Now I want to download this.
Your dreams come true.
I've always wanted to make a Christmas. I'm not cool with
it. I want you to hear the end of it. It's very gloomy at the end.
Time wishes you and yours the same thing, too. I want that figgy pudding. Where's Razzleberry dressing? Oh, Miss Kubelik, I absolutely adore you. Attaboy, Clarence. And to all a good night. Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein, thank you, fellas. Merry Christmas, everybody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is this Shatner territory?
A little bit.
Just hear me out.
Yes.
Hear me out here. Where is that Razzleberry dressing?
Hey,
where is it?
Hey, Jeff, have you ever been in a slap fight?
I have.
With who?
Years ago, I was in the same weight class as Marilyn Manson, a tall, thin.
Wow. And,
kicked his ass.
You did kick his ass?
Oh, kicked his ass real good.
Do you
good.
Still have the trophy?
That is, I have it in my trophy case. So that is one really crappy trophy. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, moving on. It seems like a little while ago, 10, 15 years ago, the hot thing, so to speak, were wood-burning stoves. People would install a wood-burning stove.
Oh, yeah, this is a big bit. They're like, oh, I've got the stove. And it's wood-burning.
They'd have their chimney already. I know you had one in the foyer.
I have in Maine a pellet stove, which is a
But you had one. You had one in Manassas as well, didn't you, in the foyer?
I had a fireplace in Manassas.
Okay. Yep. Well, this family, they had a wood-burning stove, a cast-iron stove, and they heard something in the chimney of the for a few days. And they decided to open it up and see what was in there. And the answer might surprise you.
Okay. Just say,
I have no hold on it anymore.
You're good.
Weight on it.
Come on, buddy.
Let's call animal control. Vultures are protected.
It's a vulture.
Here it comes. It's coming out. Oh, my God. There's a vulture in the house. Okay.
That's awesome.
You would be shocked at how big the vulture was coming out of the pipe.
My God.
That would freak my ass out. Totally.
Ugly birds. Let's go back in time, shall we? Calendar year 2010. CNN used to have a feature where you could sell yourself. And they would bring people on during their business shows and their business discussions. And
sell your services.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sounded like they were
advertising hookers.
Well, that was in 2005.
That's on OnlyFans.
But Mike, what happens is they would be given, it was almost like a real video resume. And I thought they probably would have vetted this guy a little better than they did. I didn't add or take away from these pauses. This is a guy selling himself for 30 seconds. and you will cringe.
Hi, you're looking for someone who has more than just a focus on technology. You're looking for someone who has...
That's okay. Go for it. Tell us. Just speak to me. Like we're sitting at the dinner table. Go ahead, Richard. What do you have? What can you offer?
That...
That's okay. Regroup for a second. No problem.
Okay.
Go ahead. Take it again.
Okay. You're looking for someone who is more than just technology savvy. Someone who has customer focus and international experience. A person who is a problem solver, analytical, yet still has common sense. I'm that person.
Oh, yeah.
I have great
Maze.
Customer focus skills and great soft skills.
Fantastic, Richard.
Thank
all right,
you,
Lyle.
And
it ain't easy doing live TV.
His one, wow. His 30 seconds took a minute
That's
10.
That's devastating.
Isn't
That's
that horrible?
That's a lot of pressure. That's yeah. like that. He'll wake up in the middle of the night remembering that.
Reminds me of my sperm count.
Now stop obsessing. Stop. You're gonna be
performance
fine.
Anxiety.
This is that actually a piece okay. of good news. Someone who I'm a fan of, and I think was so lovely, and is still lovely to this day. Christina Applegate got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame,
and she's in a health battle, and I think she's fantastic.
This is her first public appearance since she announced that she had MS,
man,
and she did a speech. And what was really nice is she couldn't stand for long, but when she stood. Katie Sagal from Married with Children was right behind her the whole time, physically helping her do her speech. This is the beginning of her speech.
Being a little girl, waiting in line to see the first Star Wars on this very street, at that very theater, and looking at these things going, who are these people? What did they do? Did they do something right? Did they do something wrong? Whatever it is, I want one. I effing want one. And I was 5 years old. So this day means more to me than you could possibly imagine.
Well, I say good for her, and I think it's nice when someone who is deserving and appreciative gets that star. I like that. And let us close with this from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. Mike, have we lost you?
I think we might have lost internet altogether.
We've lost internet,
back.
Or Mike? Mike's
there
back.
He's back.
He's back. He's back. I was like, oh my God.
You had, Mike, your image had frozen in a sleeping position.
Yes.
I thought the tape just wasn't playing.
Your internet connection is unstable.
Okay, well, we can close with this and wind up. And
well, let's wait for Mike to get back. You know, he wants to say hello.
Really, we need him to say goodbye.
Disregard.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Continue.
All right. We'll close with Jimmy Kimmel yesterday.
Yes.
We have big news as Jeff Bezos has agreed to give away
Hi.
The bulk of his...
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Welcome.
How have
Am
you
I
been?
Back on video, too?
You're back,
yes.
baby.
You look good.
Did you ever lose me on video?
Were you
at all?
Frozen.
You were frozen in a sleeping position, yeah. as you sometimes do anyway during the audio.
Something's
loop.
Happening around here. I don't know what's going on, but
they're rebuilding your infrastructure.
Now there's some stuff going on, and they're all here.
They're all there.
F-ing locusts are back here.
Oh, we almost made a whole show without a word like that. Let Mike. Jeff Bezos is giving away the bulk of his money to charity. He has announced.
I don't care.
Okay. Well, then let's play this.
Jeff Bezos, over the weekend, he said he will give most of his $120 billion fortune to charity. This is a nice change of pace. You know, usually when a billionaire wants to give away all his money, he has to buy Twitter or go on an anti-Semitic rant to do it.
He's doing it the easy way, Mike. That's all I got.
Very true.
That's it. Gotta get out. Sorry for the glitch at the end. What the hell's going on?
Dude, it's all good.
Rattling around here. I don't know. I think Mrs. O'Mara has just returned to the building.
Is there a vulture in your house?
It's in the chimney. The chimney sweep. We got to get out of here. Hey, tickets still available for the live show. Not a lot, but there are some. And that's the way this goes. And, you know, don't be shut out if you want to go. Make your arrangements and join us April 15th in New Orleans, Louisiana at the fabulous House of Blues. We'd love to see you there. Also, our fruitcakes. That is our annual fundraiser. Yeah, we're doing two things side by side because that's just the way it played out. Please buy 50 fruitcakes today.
That's right.
And
time is limited, Mike.
Time is limited. We'll have a end date on those coming up soon, so be aware of that. And thank you for all your support. We appreciate it. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, Everett Bulber.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What we gonna do? How we get ready after those tumbleweeds?